All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Weathers Nation Radio.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Tyler's in my zone.
What happened?
We're good.
We good?
Now we're good.
All right.
Now
welcome we're good. To see Oilers Nation Radio.
I kept that in. That's what people will hear first.
Cool.
Sorry about that, guys.
This is the second start. Mm-hmm. Second attempt.
Two and a half.
Now it's all working fine again.
Just technology.
Press some buttons.
Do you press some buttons?
No, we're good.
Did you apply filter?
Not yet. We apply filter and.
Cool.
It's, our audio is all natural with natural earthling ingredients.
We should do an all organic tune episode.
Can I hear Liam coming through the speaker or is it everybody?
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear Liam, but
it's
only
me.
It's because he's got that deep voice.
Now please do the rest of the song.
Hello.
I can't remember what song it is.
Hello by Adele. Come on.
Hello from Liam's other son.
There you go.
Right. It's been a weird week. No games, really. Oilers beat Philly.
Thursday schedule sucks.
Yeah, I'm not great. The Oilers won. Beat Philly. Six in a row. 4 days off.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm John Tortorella.
Interesting.
No, it's fine. You don't want to talk about the other team. You don't want to bump the other.
Connor was
about to do the same thing when they were asking about fucking Bedard.
It's a little different
because
Connor,
he had
though.
Answered it.
Connor's a player. John Tortorella is a coach. Yeah, and didn't have to do anything.
When you're a coach, you kind of it's a part of your job.
I was with you.
Pump up the other team players? He already has before.
He's not pumping up the other team. How? No, John Tortorella.
The question was about Connor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And playing like top end players.
Yeah, the question is about one of the best players in the history of the game having a great night. And I don't know. I think Tortorella can give he's very hard to gain. Like it takes nothing to give that answer. And Tortorella is a guy who has constantly been anti-McDavid. Constantly.
Yeah, no.
I'm sick of it.
No, he said he was one How's of the best players ever. All good, no, because they're going to say he came out a while ago and said he needs to improve his 200-foot game and play more.
Oh,
and he told him to shut up.
But it was true.
No.
Yeah, he plays so well in his defensive zone. Now,
you own a pair of $500 Oilers shoes, and you're not taking Connor McDavid's side right now.
They were $300 minus a discount.
Was that the front of the building discount? Or
no, that was through Kennedy. Thank you, Kennedy.
There you go.
I don't know,
Rick.
He said that he had to improve his 200-foot game. He's like, I don't want to see him be less offensive.
So wait.
And it's been true.
So why?
And now he is one of the best defensive players.
So why was he talking about Connor McDavid then when he can't talk about him now?
It was probably before a game, and this was right after a loss.
No, it was when John Tortorella got fired from a job again and went, I'm going to go do media. And then as soon as he gets back into coaching, he hates the media, and he just uses it for his own weird ego boost whenever he gets fired to keep himself in the news cycle. It's a joke.
Was that on the face-off, or was that on the rundown? Where did Saravalli talk about that?
The rundown.
I was right with you, Rick, until I heard Frank make that point. That Tortorella is all too happy to shit on the media and play a shtick against the media types, which is fine when he's a coach. The minute he's no longer employed, he would then like to work with all those media types that he shit
and
on.
And like that. It's not like he ever needs to be convinced. He goes and seeks
out. It doesn't take a year off.
Does he seek out the job, or they seek out him?
He's on the playoff panel after he gets fired during the season.
Brian Burke did the same shit.
Of course he did.
Just as bad on
that. But Burke would never walk away from a question. He would call that guy an idiot for the idiot that he is.
That's like fine. Tortorella did that too. What's his name? The writer in New York.
Brooksy.
Yeah. Got beat up at the school at the bus stop all the time in the school.
But it's just, I'm sorry, I'm trying to give Bag Milk the opportunity.
Yeah, you're going to need to vote.
I think for me, it's different for a player. I don't agree. I think Tortorella has, when your team gets torched by the best player in the world, you got to answer for why your team got torched by the best player in the world.
He's the best player in the world.
Uncomfortable for you, John, that you have to talk about it, but you're the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, and somebody has to answer for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Ask me about my team.
Why couldn't your team stop Connor McDavid?
And what's so special about Connor McDavid that makes it so your team can't stop him?
And he doesn't want to answer it. I don't know.
He's just being a piss baby, and that's all it is. And it's fine. It's because fine. We're fine with him being a piss baby, and we're fine with the other players being a piss baby.
You'd rather have like a generic, was the, no, that's bullshit. I don't want
to
hear that.
He's the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, Rick. He has to answer the question.
Who cares? He does not.
Spicy start.
Answer the question?
I like that I was starting the podcast by going, hey, the Oilers beat Philly the other day. And it
turned into this. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I was going to say after that win there, I remember about 2-3 weeks ago, I said on the podcast that I think the Oilers should still be going for first in division. And I got laughed at here. And I'm just curious if anyone's changed their mind at all.
Not by me. I didn't laugh at you.
I have not. I think they can catch two. I think home ice. Totally. Home ice is still up for grabs, but catching all three of Vancouver, Vegas, LA in the 50-game stretch here that they're 45-game
stretch. We just caught up 10 points on Vegas in like a month.
We're just an 8-game heater away from being first in the division.
But Rick, they are currently
12
points behind Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver has not hit their little speed bump yet.
Vegas
hasn't been very good.
We don't have the head-to-head against Vancouver.
No, I know. We lost those three. That's fine. Yeah, I agree with that. That's going to make things much harder. But I still think that first place in division is still reachable.
10 points behind Vegas.
With three, how many games in hand?
Four.
But Rick,
seven points behind LA, but they have the same games played.
The three of us, and I think Bag Milk too, were all walking you off the ledge like a week before that.
No, it was fucking, it would have been before.
I'm just saying, if we want to do the
tires.
Yeah. But I admitted that for one. I was like, hey, listen, if you watch those games back then, the most frustrating thing was that you couldn't put your finger on one thing that was wrong.
You're right.
Everything was happening wrong and everything was ending up back of their net. It was when you can sit there and go, we need defense, or we need goaltending, or we need this, that, or the other thing. Then you can put your finger on something. But that was there was nothing. It was incredibly frustrating. That was damn near broken.
If we're pumping our own tires, I'd like to say that the Oilers are going to sweep their pre-Christmas or post-Christmas California trip. And they did. So you're welcome.
There you go.
Do I think there's a 0% chance of them winning the division? No. Do I think there's a 10% chance of them winning the division? Also, no. It's like 2%. Like, is the door open a crack? Sure. I think they can still get home ice. But in today's NHL, when it's so hard to gain on teams because of the existence of the loser point, and when all three of those teams are in your division and going to play each other a bunch of times still, there's just too many points on the board for them. I think they can catch two of them. I think there is a better chance of that.
Kind of the case in point of what you're saying, Tyler, is that the Oilers have won 14 of their last 17 games, and they're still 2 points out on a wild card spot.
Yeah.
I mean, they have games in hand, but they are still 2 points behind in the wild card spot. Got to win your games in hand, though. Otherwise, they don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And they have been. This team is exactly what we thought they were before the season started.
It's so funny to look at their record, that tweet Jack Michaels had, their record the last 3 years, and how it's just like basically the exact same yeah. at this point. Like, God.
When you break down the records per month, then we don't look so bad. I think we're like 1-3-1 in October, 7-7. And then in December, we were something in 2.
It's like the Bears. They are who we thought they were.
Bears.
Is it the Bears? Cardinals? What was the Cardinals?
I don't remember.
You know the football references. Yeah.
You know the clip I'm talking about. Anyway.
49ers. That's who it was. They are who we thought they were.
8 minutes and 30 seconds in. We're going to get to our delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's. There's one of us in this room, at the very least, who is still in the mix of the Wendy's Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool. We're on Friday now.
Yeah, it's Friday.
You're in there.
I'm in. I'm in the thick of it. And I'm going.
How are you feeling about it? Are you feeling tense? Pressure.
I don't let the pressure get to me in these moments, actually. I actually allow the pressure to fuel me.
As you should.
So like
Wendy's burger does.
Tomorrow night I made the decision to go with my guy, Leon Draisaitl, over 1.5 points tomorrow against the Ottawa Senators is where I'm going with my pick.
What about tonight?
It's for Saturday.
Okay.
So Saturday, Sunday, I believe.
You haven't been here yet in the Survivor pool. This is when it gets real. I've never seen it, but apparently, it now jumps to the end of the week where you're up against how many people now, Liam?
Let's take a peek. But yeah, this is what the other side is like.
If you want to go join in.
Why is there no Friday pick?
Because there's not enough games.
If you want to join in, you can do so at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com, dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. Essentially, they give you little boxes and you got to pick. You want to move on, you got to pick one of the options, and that's how you move on. DailyFaceOffSurvivor.com. Back to you, Liam.
There is 109 people remaining.
My bad.
Draisaitl over 1.5 points is where the majority of the vote is at. The second of the majority of the votes is under 1.5 power play goals by the Vancouver Canucks at 31%. No one has gone with Brock Nelson to get a goal tomorrow.
Well, what are the other options?
We've got Vancouver over 1.5 goals and then the under. Buffalo Sabres over 3.5 goals. Nashville over 30.5 shots. The Islanders with over 17.5 hits. Mitch Marner to get a goal. Fantilli to get a point. Eichel to get an assist. And Nelson to get a goal. So there you have it, folks. Mm. Leon will guide us. Me and the other 44. Yes. 2 games in a row now.
You can do it. He's got goals, 6 in his last 7 games.
I'm a believer.
You believer in Leon?
I'm a believer.
Finally glad to have you on board.
The kid can play.
You know what? He's good. Tyler, what is our delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's?
Well, it hasn't been a lot of hockey this week. Like I said, for the rest of the month, it's just Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. This week, it was just Tuesday and Saturday. So why not take a big picture look at this team now that we're all nice and confident that they're going to the Stanley Cup playoffs? Because I am now. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm so back to 100%.
Nice to see you.
Hey, welcome back to the 100% team.
Yeah. Hundy P. Let's talk about trade deadline needs. What's going to be the Oilers' biggest need on the March 8th deadline? Because we're 2 months away.
I'm going to say, I want to jump in first because I'm selfish. 3C.
Why?
Because I think Ryan McLeod is looking really, really solid on Leon Draisaitl's wing.
100%.
Hopefully they can keep going. But having him up there creates a hole at 3C. So I think that is going to be the bigger, more attainable goal. My other option would be an upgrade on Cody Ceci, winner of the hardest shot contest last night at the skills competition. But those would be my two, but I'm going to say 3C because McLeod's looking good next to Leon Draisaitl.
I don't hate that actually.
Cause the other one is like, I would like a winger to play beside Leon, but I just think that's going to be more difficult to acquire than a competent 3C.
So I'll go next. Cause that was my pick. Cause I was just going to say a forward. I think the biggest need is either a 3C because you go, okay, Ryan McLeod is a winger, and we want to build a really good third line around someone else and Evander Kane. Or if you go, let's try Ryan McLeod down the middle again. Let's move him down to the third line with Warren Fogle. See if they can keep their magic going there. Then you need to go get another skilled player for Leon Draisaitl.
See, so. I don't like that at all because I don't like having Leon and Kane on the same line because I think Kane likes to play a slower game. It slows down Leon. I think Leon's better when he's playing a faster game with those two guys like Fogle and Clouder.
And I think that's fair, but I think if you got a good high-end right winger there, I think Leon and Kane could be fine together. Has to be the right fit, though, and I'm not sure who that is.
I'm hoping he's down in Bakersfield right now. But I think putting a rookie in that spot or a super young player in that spot might be a little bit scary for this time. So I'm going to stick with goaltending depth and finding that upgrade on your second goaltender. I just think easing up on some of the work off Skinner would be a big help. And if you do run into an injury or something like that, I'd much rather have a more proven veteran to lean on than say what we have right now.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I'll just say for me, it's either goaltending or defensive, and it's the same or the same kind of description of the player. It's just a solid NHL based player that I feel like could come in and spell either Stuart Skinner or in the eventual, you know, it's going to happen at some point, injury to a defenseman. You've got a guy that can come in and play three or four games for you on defense and, you know, eat up some minutes so that we're not having to ask Darnell Nurse and Evan Bouchard to play 29 minutes in playoff games coming forward.
When you say a D man, are you talking upgrade on Cody Ceci or like,
either or
seventh D-man.
Either or, but seventh D-man was more what I was thinking, just because right now this team, as it sits with a major defensive injury, is one call away from Nima Leinen or Ben Gleason call up. And that just doesn't scream playoff pedigree to me. I would go out and get somebody extra.
First call up for the record, if there's an injury.
They actually said they were going to call up a defenseman for this road trip.
Yeah, because now McLeod is off the LTIR. They now have the space to call up someone without sending someone down.
Yeah, I think it'll ultimately be, I think it'll be Gleason or Nima Leinen. I don't think they would call up Broberg because no, they want him to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like, let Ben Gleason eat popcorn. Collector.
Because really, what does it matter what Ben Gleason does?
Oh, how dare you.
Ouch.
Like, really, though? Like,
I apologize to the Gleason family.
I love, you had a great preseason, Ben.
One of the darlings of the preseason.
Yeah, people loved you. We loved Connor Brown back then, too. But look what happened.
We were talking about maybe 30 goals for Connor Brown.
It's coming around.
I did say 65 points. So, got some work to do here at the back.
Do we all pick points on Connor Brown, or is that just a random one you did?
I think we did.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did Connor Brown.
Points. Yeah, I think I said 65.
I don't even want to know.
So, we got some work to do in the back half.
He's got some work to do.
Just needs like 5-8 point heaters.
People aren't going to like this, but he's not playing terribly. He just can't score.
What? Yeah, he's fine. Fair.
He just, and that's the problem, is it just nothing's going in for him.
And he does have like five or six fucking posts.
I said this on After Dark with
Liam. Which doesn't count, but.
When we did it the other day after the Philly game, it's just kind of like, I feel like he's Ryan McLeod in the sense that once he gets his first, he's going to go on a run of like four or five in a matter of 2 weeks or something.
I agree.
Yeah.
So he hasn't gone yet with the biggest deadline.
Either. I haven't gone yet. I think it's hard to say, but I will go with, I think they need a third line center. I really like Leon playing with faster guys. Like Rick said, I think it's way more beneficial to him. And I think if that second line can be good, then the team will kind of just be good around them. You know what I mean? Like it takes a little bit of pressure off the first line, but the defensive depth is probably second on the list, because I think if like one guy goes down, you're a little bit screwed. But also they do have guys who have played in the NHL before. Like Broberg has been in playoff moments, granted for like 5 minutes, but he's been in that situation, at least the environment. Nima Leinen's played a good chunk. Was he played like 40 games in the NHL, yeah, or something like that? At least he's been there. Yeah. So I don't mind that. And then for a goalie, like, I just don't think it's worth the assets of going out, getting someone, trying to get someone better than Skinner, who is probably going to be also a bit of a project in themselves, like a Blackbird or Mrazek, whatever that may be. I would rather go after a James Reimer type player as like a backup guy who's maybe a bit more reliable than Pickard, which is why I would put that at three. But I would like them to go and get a third line center. I don't know where that would be because the market's kind of slim, but like maybe like a Sean Monahan, or if they can even get like an Adam Henrique, I think that would be unreal.
Yeah,
those would probably be good, nice additions.
Sean Monahan, again, I've said this joke a couple of times now. Having him produce for the Oilers in the playoffs would be a chef's kiss.
It'd be special.
Fuck you to Flames fans.
Would his
Sean Monahan?
Would his Twitter account come back?
Sean Monahan.
We'd have to revive
it for sure. Yeah.
$1.985 million
for Monahan. Montreal to retain. Monahan. It works.
$1.985 million. So almost $2 million.
He has a note, probably just over Now it's probably like 1.2-ish.
Get them to retain?
Can they retain the whole thing for us?
Please.
Maybe. Adam Henrique, for context sake, is 5.825.
A little tougher.
Easier to get to Monahan in here.
Yeah, far easier.
A little tougher.
Yeah. And Monahan can play wing too.
If you're listening to this, I want to hear from you. Owen Radio.
I like how he says Monahan can play wing too when he's specifically looking for a third line center.
Hey, if he needed me on a wing, though. Listen, the second line centers don't work.
If I was building an NHL team and it was up to me, all 12 forwards would be centermen.
The others pretty much have that.
They have a lot of centermen. I like it.
A ton.
It makes me happy.
Well, but like, you know, they do and they don't kind of thing, right?
Well, they have four of them in their top six right now. Nuge, McDavid, McLeod, and Draisaitl.
Yeah.
And then your third line, you have Derek Ryan, so there's five. Sam Gagner is a centerman. Dylan Holloway is a centerman.
Who have played center, but aren't necessarily impact centermen anymore.
But they're centermen.
Yeah.
But
they are.
Check their DB. Check their DBs.
I mean, a car with four flat tires is still a car.
How dare you?
But it's not going to get you anywhere.
Okay, who isn't a centerman in that group?
I don't think you can trust Derek Ryan to play center all year.
He's played center, yeah, for the whole year, but he's a centerman. He's literally playing third line center right now.
Tyler's about to leave.
I know. And I know what he's listed as.
No, he's not. He's playing on this 6-game win streak. Derek Ryan is your third line center.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you win a playoff series with Derek Ryan as a centerman.
But that's not what you said initially. You said we don't have centers.
I said they have a lot of guys who can play center, but not a lot of guys who are centermen.
Center.
Matthias Janmark, center.
Can play center, Leon.
So they have 8 centermen of the 12.
Well, we're almost there.
You think Ryan McLeod's a good center?
Do I think he's a good center?
Yeah.
I think he can play center in the NHL. I think he's a better winger, but he can play center. He's a great fourth line center. Just like Derek Ryan.
Look, he's being a rascal today.
I know he is.
I know being a rascal. The facts are backing me up.
If you're listening to this right now, Owen Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, I'd like to hear from you. How many centers do the Oilers have? We've scrapped the delicious debate about the trade deadline, and we've moved on for our friends at Wendy's to how many centermen do the Oilers have?
The numbers we get are just
not one on defense either, by the way.
Terrible.
Not one.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like,
Darnell Nurse could play center.
Yeah, they have 7 defensemen. No, at the beginning of the season, when we talked about upgrading the forward spot or upgrading the D, Warren Fogle and Cody Ceci were the two guys you looked at, right? As like, there's your cap dumps.
Yep.
Have they not both played their way out of that conversation?
Well, it depends what you could get.
Like, yeah, that's fair.
Like, I think that with Warren Fogle, considering he's on an expiring contract, if you could package him for a player in that position that is better, you do it.
Yeah, that player's going to have to play a second line. Yeah.
I would just say that arguably they've increased their value to a level that I didn't expect it to get
for sure
for either of them. And I think CC is even more so because the team has also created more value there, because when he goes, that is a gaping hole versus
that pairing's looking good. CC Nurse.
Yeah, they've been
solid. CC can get a goal. Watch out.
Slap shot tomorrow.
Liam's buying the jersey. Maybe.
I wonder what color I'll get.
We'll talk about that in the game preview. Maybe you have to get all of them. Every flavor. Or one of those ones that's split in half that they used to do in the 90s. Well,
I think it's fair that whatever color they wear tomorrow would be the jersey I have to buy. So if they wear their alternates,
blue and orange.
Yeah, I would assume. Unless sometimes they wear blue.
They actually come out with like a auction only game worn jersey, and Liam has plot twist. Liam has to buy it.
I hope not. That'd be
great.
A lot of money off my paycheck.
Better start selling pictures of your feet.
What do you mean start?
He had his bowling shoes off very quickly yesterday with those feet.
Wow, he was looking like, wants everybody to have a look at the dogs.
I was ready to rock. Yeah. Whatever situation.
My favorite thing about our staff bowling party was when Liam would have a bad throw and he'd look at his hand like, why you let me down?
Hand. You did blame the hand. And I also liked when the hand wasn't responding, he'd go to a lefty.
And it was surprisingly effective.
Yeah, you just don't think about it.
What was your highest score?
I think I hit a 163. Maybe I wasn't quite that high.
I think I had one where it was like really solid.
Well, second game was 163, and my third game was like 70.
It was quite a very downfall. Feast or famine round.
Did I get the highest then?
You 174
in there for the first game.
Well, because you finished three straight strikes on that one.
Yeah, they didn't have a turkey button.
Yeah, we want to get a turkey pin.
Oh, Rick, that was disappointing. I wish you could have had the turkey pin.
They did say
I could come back anytime.
And really?
Just get one. Yeah.
We'll just have to send producer Pat on league night.
God, he's such a good bowler.
If you are listening to this podcast and you know Patrick Puff personally, text him. Be like, hey, what's the deal with your bowling league? It'll be very funny.
What night do you bowl specifically, and is your team looking for any players?
I was immediately transported back to that scene from The 40-Year-Old Virgin when they're like, do you play poker? And he's like, oh, you know, a couple hours online every night. And then and then he shows up and he's just an absolute ringer. And
that was
like,
Pat Puff last night bowling.
Literally every night. Yeah.
Well, when he bowled and his foot came up, it just said Puff.
Nice.
Guys are ringing.
Nice.
Him and Rick. I'm glad I was playing on the lane me and Liam were playing on, because you guys were way too intense.
Yeah.
I was trying to spin every ball. That's what I was.
We were very competitive.
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh yeah. I kind of been around that.
Yeah.
Very limited grandma throws on your lane.
Although Andrea, Tyler's girlfriend was playing with us and she beat us all on the last one.
Oh, she roasted us.
She beat you guys twice.
She definitely beat me twice.
She definitely did.
I'm really bad at bowling.
Yeah, she's an athlete.
I'm just there to chuck the ball. I want to spin it. I think it looks cool and it works.
Fair. She had a really good spin too. That was like right on the edge. Yeah. Of back.
It looks cool when it works. It's the 9 times out of 10 when it doesn't work. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Those are the kickers.
Ah. I was kind of upset that I didn't think of the bowling quote to drop at the after.
Who do you think you are? I am.
He's trying to claim
it. Nobody did that.
Nobody.
No, and I nailed like three strikes in a row on the 10th frame. Right?
Yeah, he bowled a turkey in the 10th frame to win by 4. He needed a turkey and he got it. It was insane.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
Ah, you guys should have videoed it.
Yeah,
but you should get I have to get the CCTV from the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yep.
The one balloon falling down from the roof.
I only took one video last night, and it's actually, I'm going to save it for my hot performer of the night.
There you go.
Magical. Anyway, this next part needs to be read verbatim. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code NATION25. Don't forget, that's code NATION25 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. Did a lot of cooking, probably over the break. Now you want to be lazy. Be one with your couch. Order DoorDash.
Ding dong.
That's where we're going to ask who delivered. Haven't been many games this week for the Edmonton Oilers, so you can go anywhere in your lives if you feel like. Boys, I'm going to start with Rick. He's to my right for our friends at DoorDash. Who delivered for you over the last week?
Well, I'm going to take the second of the 5-point nights and just deliver it to our friend Connor McDavid. Mm-hmm. I think the way he's skyrocketing up the leaderboard of the points is pretty impressive and probably a little intimidating if you're on that list.
I'm scared of coach so bad, he couldn't even talk about it.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. Liam, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
May I propose a different idea for this segment? May I?
I mean, you make the graphics for the video, so you can really do whatever you want.
May I tell you guys somebody who didn't deliver instead?
Sure.
Not the name of the segment. It's not who didn't deliver.
Who delivered by not delivering? By Liam and DoorDash. The NHL, for the way they do their All-Star game, it's an absolute disaster.
The including
Boone Jenner is on the fourth page for NHL scorers on their website.
If you change it and to results per page, he could be on the first.
I if I change it to 25 per page, he'd be on the eighth. Absolute joke. Can't believe he's in the All-Star game. Can't believe half these guys are in the All-Star game.
Hear that,
disaster. Yeah. But hey, if you want to come to Edmonton.
It's kind of interesting that anybody cares about this every year.
Well, I thought about this yesterday, and I think so. Adult me agrees with you, but child me says, no, I want to see... like I want to see a player from my team on there. So if you go back to like when I was paying attention to these things,
is he the best Blue Jacket?
No, he's seventh on team scoring.
He's been hurt, Liam.
He's seventh.
He was leading
Zach Werenski.
He was leading in goals when he got hurt.
But it doesn't matter.
Why are we fighting about
and this? There's only and you have to like find the proper position too, right? Because there's only
No, it doesn't matter. The Pacific Division only has one goalie and all the other ones have two. They literally just pick anybody.
No, there's only four goalies that got announced.
The Western Conference has three goalies.
And the East has one, Shesterkin.
So only, that's stupid too.
So they're going to But the rest of them get voted in, don't they?
Yeah, they'll get goalies to get voted
in. It's a disaster.
In.
It shouldn't be this way, people.
But okay. Are you okay with one player off every team?
No, I think it's a joke. I think that's the worst part.
Like I was trying to say, as a kid, that's what I wanted to see because the Oilers were less than good.
Oh, how dare you?
In like 1995, 1994, things weren't very
Sean Podine to the All-Star game.
Yeah, things weren't very bright for us. So seeing somebody like represent our team, I liked being able to watch somebody wear my jersey on the ice.
Over. And seeing Boone Jenner out there is going to inspire me to go get a bottle of strawberry kiwi Boones.
I'm going to wear my Boone Jenner jersey to work on Monday.
I hope you do.
Yeah, I hope you do.
You should wear it for like the whole week.
I'll wear my Cody Ceci one.
Walker scores tomorrow on a slap shot. Yeah, of course.
Dude, he said out there 10 minutes ago,
he doesn't like buying his own clothes because they're too expensive. He's not buying the jerseys.
Well, no, I save my money for jerseys.
My counterpoint to all of this would be, who cares?
No, it's not about that because everything the NHL does is bad. Like everything is bad.
Not this skills comp.
This year I will give them credit. I love that they brought back the draft and the skills comp. But like the schedule sucks. The Winter Classic had record lows in views. Like everything the NHL tries to do is bad. And they literally can't even get best on best by picking their own players for an all-star game. It's a mess.
Well, they're going to have a tournament, Liam.
I don't care about
they're going to run a best-on-best tournament.
It's
silly.
Given that the All-Star game it's a marketing thing is what it is. It makes sense to me that a player from every team goes.
But it's an All-Star game. It's the best players.
Well, we might as well just call it what it is. It's the NHL's marketing weekend.
Yeah. Corporate suck fest. Yeah.
But starring Tyler Yaremchuk.
Yeah, see, I would. So if it was me, I would have just the best of the best in the game, and then I'd have at least one representative for the teams that aren't representative. I would go through their skills comp to find one of their best, their winners in the skill comp, and add them to the NHL skills comp.
That's a good way to do it.
So you get to involve everybody, but the game itself has only the best.
So here's a point for you all, just to close out my argument. Max McClunk. I think his name was. Do you guys ever heard of this guy? Have you guys ever heard of him?
I have because he's an NHL All-Star and you're upset about it. I know he is. I just know he is.
McClunk?
The NBA slam dunk winner.
Oh, Mac McClunk.
I got his name wrong.
You said Max. I was saying Mac.
NBA McClunk. I would have got it right away.
He won a dunk contest in the NBA last year. That video of the NBA dunk contest got 10 million views on YouTube.
Not one in this room.
How many do you think the NHL skills contest as a whole last year got? Bear in mind, the difference was this was one event compared to the entire evening.
And how many videos did you compile the views of?
One. It is one video. Oh, okay. There's one video.
Oh, you're saying of the entire skills comp?
Yes.
Oh, I'll say it. Let's say 150,000.
A little bit higher than that. Give him some more credit, Dan.
Okay. 200,000.
Three times more views for the NBA than the hockey.
500,000 for the NHL, and the NBA did 10 million by a guy called Mac McClunk.
Good job, NHL.
Who has played four games in the NBA.
Was it the dunk? Was it one dunk?
It was a dunk. No, it was the entire dunk contest.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, but see, I think... so much more.
But I agree with you, but the dunk contest, like it's almost like the home run competition where it's just so unique. And
because they've headlined it to be that way.
But like the NHL tried to do that and we cringed at it for a few years afterwards.
Because there was Ovechkin. No, you're talking the shoot. You're talking
with Subban and
it was Weber and Chara, the hottest shot.
No, I was... No, well, that was one, but the shootouts the when they did ways. The shootouts like
went,
the dunk
they
competitions.
Way too...
Silly,
way too cartoonish.
It was in Montreal. That's all I remember. Because of the Ovechkin.
They did it a couple years in a row. Yeah. Where they got like mini sticks out there. It's like it's more like laugh, funny. Whereas the NBA one is impressive, and then the home run competition is extra impressive.
I think the NHL tried to recreate the dunk competition, but you can't.
No, it is difficult to do for sure. But
there's a goalie.
It's not like the NBA skills competition got like 3 million. It didn't even touch a million. and the NBA dunk contest got 10 million.
But it's just
such a drastic difference. Yeah. And it's just YouTube, but it's just like, that's just crazy.
See, but you can't even credit the NBA for that. You have to credit Vince Carter for that. You have to credit
because the NBA put them in that spot. That.
But that's the NBA.
Yeah, but the NBA didn't do anything.
They created the ecosystem. They create the ecosystem for the player to be able to become a superstar.
Yeah.
They got their all-star event.
They didn't say, hey, listen, Vince Carter, go do this dunk. They provided the dunk competition, which has been going on forever. And then Vince Carter put on his spin and hung from his elbow pit, which was dope as hell.
Look at the NHL when they had John Scott in the All-Star game. A lot of people roll their eyes when I say that name, but
great.
There was a lot of fun and people still talk about it. It was something that the NHL actively fought that like people forget that part. Sent the dude down. Yeah. They tried to send him to the ECHL.
Russia. Yes. I'm still here.
if they would have accepted him, they would have taken him.
Didn't he just wear an NHL jersey?
Yeah, he didn't even wear like a Coyotes one.
And then the stuff that came out afterwards with Colin Campbell and like, it's a mess.
Ridiculous.
But I get what Liam's saying, but I don't think necessarily the All-Star game and the marketing around it is the where you fight them on it. More to your point, what happened around the Seattle Winter Classic? That's an absolute, disgrace. Exactly.
Why?
What happened? Because nobody fucking knows that the game even happened. I feel like I'm a fairly connected dude when it comes to the hockey.
I didn't know
like the spectacle that was going to be around it. And then I was also unimpressed by most of the presentation around the game itself.
It felt like the best marketing the NHL got from that, wasn't it? From like wrestling or something like that, that accidentally released the NBA. Yeah, they released the jerseys too early because these players died walking in with them. That was that.
Tyler's talking about the outfits that they wore for the like the fishermen.
No, they wore the jerseys, right?
You guys are talking about very different things. Like 6 weeks ago, a couple of NBA teams walked in wearing Kraken and Golden Knights jerseys before they were announced. That was weird. And the players walked in dressed like fishermen, and then when they were coming on the ice, they had like a Pike Place, people throwing fish over top of the players.
I thought that was pretty Seattle-ish.
That part, I thought that
was just
and the players Seattle. All had Starbucks in their water bottles. No one was allowed to drink water.
So
the outdoor, but the outdoor game.
Starbucks in Seattle. We looked.
Yeah, I tried to find one.
The outdoor game with a dome where all the pre-game stuff is all domed. Like it's just, I don't know. There was just a bunch of stuff about it.
They opened up the dome
for the actual game.
Yeah, but it was open.
Days before they were doing stuff with the dome closed.
Yeah, I think you need to be prepared. Because
it rains in Seattle all the time.
You need to be prepared.
It rained in Bakersfield. That didn't stop Griffin Reinhart in their Winter Classic.
It was sunny in Winnipeg and it stopped theirs.
It's true.
Yep.
Drank
a lot of beer.
Nonsense.
That was
Tyler,
good.
Delivered for our friends at DoorDash.
Stuart Skinner has a 920 save percentage since December 1st and a record of 7-2-0 to go with a 2.23 goals against average. Stuart Skinner has been absolutely exceptional since the basically middle of November, but since
November 11th.
Yeah, but since December 1, he's been one of the best goalies in the NHL. So Stuart Skinner is my who delivered.
Who hasn't gone? We were off the rails.
I haven't gone.
It's Dan who delivered for DoorDash.
I'm going to give it to
who do you hate on the All-Star game?
Yeah.
It's up to you here.
You have a grudge against.
I'm going to give it to a guy in Calvin Pickard. The guy just comes out and plays solid goaltending for this team. We're still trying to replace him actively while he continues to, again, be a number two man that we need of him. Calvin Pickard gets my delivery of the week.
The U.S. won the World Juniors, by the way.
Side note.
So now Canada is in a group of the U.S., Finland, Latvia, and Germany next year in Ottawa. So, you know,
it'll be good for marketing in Ottawa, Germany, and Canada. Stutzler.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now everybody's like, what the hell is Dan talking about?
I went right to Stan. I knew what you're talking about already. Yeah.
Stutzler got big mad last night. Do you see the highlights of him?
Grumpy Gus.
Yeah, he was a real grumpy
Gus. Isn't it? There's that. It's in the German blood. Grumpy Gus. Does anybody ask him why he's so pissy?
The only player I care about getting to the All-Star game is on pace for 52 goals this season. Zachary Hyman.
I thought you were talking about Ryan McLeod in the last five games.
Well, Boone Jenner was going to get my shout out, but Liam poo-pooed that.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just have to vote for Zach Hyman because Boone's already going.
How are we? What are we going
to
do together?
We're going to have to rally the troops here, I think.
I think we do. I think we got to get shirts going. Like, we got to get Zach Hyman to the All-Star game.
Zach Hyman in a season where he's on a 50-goal pace to go to the All-Star game in Toronto is very funny.
It'd be great.
This dude's
Dude's having a hell of a year. He works his bag off for the Oilers night in, night out. He picked Edmonton. I know they gave him a good contract, but still. Picked Edmonton as a free agent. Let's return the love. Let's get Zach Hyman to the All-Star game.
Hyman to the All-Star game. Starting the movement.
We should take all those shirts.
Voting last night at the bowling alley.
I placed my votes yesterday instantly.
You did not get tagged in Frank Saravalli's tweet.
No, but you know what I did do to give the All-Star game some oomph? I voted for the right people. I didn't just vote for my favorite players. I gave the right people who deserve to be there.
I need to know now.
Cale McCarr.
Patrick Demko.
Yeah, I did Demko. I think I did Connor Ingram was another one I did.
Elias Pettersson.
I think I even voted JT Miller. William Nylander, like third in league scoring or whatever he is. It's crazy. Mitch Marner, I think I gave one. There's a lot of guys. You have to give 12, so... It's ridiculous. I can't believe there's more players who should be there that aren't there than the other. But we can move on before I get
your fun All-Star fact of the day.
Sure.
Connor McDavid will be appearing in his 7th NHL All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby in only his 6th.
Yeah, Sid's got it dialed in where he goes as has something going on. He's like, sore.
Damn. Well, rascal. Oliver Bjorkstrand had something going on. Did you see that video? So he's going to the All-Star game. Despite Vince Dunn being almost a pumpkin defenseman, but whatever. I voted for him. What's the coach called? Hextall is telling him. And he's like, any plans for the All-Star break? And he's like, yeah, you know, me and the wife and the kids are going to go down to San Diego.
Airbnb.
Yeah, go to Airbnb, catch the sun. He's like, can you cancel that? You're going to Toronto. And just like a very... deadpan face, like, all right. Yeah, I guess.
I hope you get cats on Airbnb.
And then he had,
I think I can.
His Instagram story today was the cancellation confirmation email from Airbnb, like a screenshot of it. But he was like, Dave Axe is like, you're going to Toronto, you're going to be an NHL All Star, and you can dump everything. Just like, okay.
Shit.
Finished. What I mean. Like, that's why I
hear the weather in San Diego is a little bit nicer this time.
Oh, Toronto in February is lovely.
If you've ever tried to plan a vacation with kids,
it's funny.
That's like, all he was thinking about.
But the NFL has pulled those off so well in terms of like guys who make the 53 man or even all pros or something like that, that those videos look so cool. You know, you got the player and the coach kind of leads into it and then they tell them something.
I like
that. And you get a big reaction. And this one just was like a flat tire the whole go.
Yeah.
I like the kicker that made the video about sending him to the Pro Bowl. What was that guy's name? Because I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Kicker the kicker.
There was actually a good video the other day from the Washington Capitals when they called up the one guy,
Marashnichenko.
Yeah, but he can't speak English, so they had to get the other guy who's on the team to translate it all for him, and that was actually kind of
and
a cool video.
They gave Marashnichenko in his debut the player of the game, and the whole team's going, speech, speech. He doesn't speak English. So he just gets up and goes like, is something like, fun night.
All you need.
Speaking of the Capitals in the All-Star game, they did a video for Tom Wilson making the All-Star game, and they had his dad announce it. And his dad, for some reason, says, go Tom in it. And it's so funny. Take a listen.
I'll be there to cheer you on, and your 95-year-old grampy will be so pumped when he hears the news. Go Tom.
Go Tom.
That's a guy that didn't have the out planned in his big speech, and that was what he ended with.
Tom Wilson has 19 points this season in 36 games, fourth on his team in scoring.
Try saying that to his face.
Definitely an All-Star.
Come on,
try saying it to his face.
So you're saying the Oilers should have what, 5 All-Stars?
Yeah, and I think Vancouver should have like 4. Like, these teams actually deserve to be there.
But that's what the media All-Star first and second teams are for at the end of the season.
Yeah, like those do ultimately hold a lot more weight. But it's still, I don't know, whatever. I'm beating a dead horse at this point. But
are
it's
you
just
a big
silly.
Fan of the All-Star game?
I just,
if you don't watch every bleeping second of it this year, I'm going to be mad with the amount of
I was going to ask Tyler, I assumed
skills and all that. I watched the game in and out, but I just think it should
not
mean
in and out. I feel like you should be glued to it.
I need like a 2,000 page report.
Are
you going
if
to this,
the
Tyler?
League is making events like this and actually selecting people then it should mean something. Like when these guys go to the Hall of Fame, ultimately, like, should mean, so, should have some weight.
Do they list? Okay, I guess, yeah, we just did.
In the NBA, I mirror this completely off the NBA because it actually holds a little bit of weight. Of course, like these all league teams and everything means something more, a lot more, but it should mean something and it doesn't mean shit. But we can move on. Like, yeah, I've spoken about this on every show for the last 2 days. I love
the All-Star game and I'm very upset on Liam's behalf.
Thank you.
Some of the plugs that are there.
I'll be writing an article on this, by the way.
Made it to the NHL via scratch ticket.
He just tweeted out he's going to tag players.
A couple of things I want to get to before we get to Ask the Idiots. No Sam Gagne tomorrow.
Well, what? Why not?
He says he's good to go, but per Coach Knobloch, no Gagne tomorrow, so he'll be back in the lineup probably starting next week.
Aww.
Dylan Holloway is going to be playing at center down in Bakersfield, but they're not playing either because a pipe burst. So no games for you.
Yeah, the San Diego Arena is, I guess, flooded. I don't know.
I think it was a water main break inside Pechanga Arena. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
So no games for you, Dylan Holloway.
Can't rely on Pechanga Arena for anything.
That's what happens when you book back to backs at the same arena.
I hope they didn't drive down there. I hope it was like a little bit ahead of time.
Well, I think it's spend some time in San Diego.
That must be nice.
Go to the zoo.
It's not send that
some
long
videos to be extra.
Got that kind of money for an extra hotel night. Get them back.
Get them back.
Well, Soup's got it.
Touche.
He's like, boys, we're going to the zoo.
Do you know he? Maybe with Holloway there is different, but I'm pretty sure he makes more than everybody on the team like combined.
He does, yeah.
Probably.
No, like combined, I think it would.
Yeah, we did this a while ago.
Monthly paycheck.
It was original like Ozark confirmed. He does make more than the
salary,
team,
yeah,
as a whole. So
good job, Jack.
San Diego Zoo trips on Soup. Oilers coach Chris Knobloch said a seventh defenseman will join the team in time for their road trip next week. The team has enough cap space to add a player without having to subtract anyone now that Dylan Holloway is off the LTIR. Who's your bet? Ben Gleason?
Gleason.
I bet he just leaked a trade that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday marks the 17-year anniversary of Patrick Steffen missing the net on an open netter. Weathers turned it around. Alex Hemsky scored that goal. As a result, in hindsight, we now know that prevented the Oilers from drafting Patrick Kane.
Ray Ferraro is still pissed off.
He is. Patrick Steffen, you should be embarrassed with yourself as one of the all-time calls by a colored man on an NHL broadcast.
Patrick Steffen missing is one thing. What always blows me away is how efficiently the Oilers moved the puck up the ice.
Really ripped it back.
Like, if you watch it, you'd be like, boy, the Oilers must have been real good that year. No, they weren't. But for that 10 seconds, son of a bitch.
There was not a lot of time left. You didn't have time to think around. You had to move that puck.
Right. I know, but it was just crazy. Like, was Dallas stunned or like what? And it was just like, bing, 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 goal.
Until after that against the Red Wings with Hemsky on a play when we to go up and beat them in game six it was. Yes. Yeah. Have I seen that kind of a movement out of the Oilers? Yeah, it was.
It's special. One of those goals that I've probably seen 1,000 times at this point. And every time I see it, the call by Ray Ferraro makes me laugh.
Yep.
The fall by Steffen makes me laugh when he's like flailing his stick at it. And like Tyler said, Stoli ripping it up the ice in a hurry.
It's beautiful.
Great goal.
I bet you Steffen really loves Ray Ferraro.
I bet he loves it every single year on January 4th. That goal circles the internet again.
It doesn't necessarily have to happen. I didn't post anything about Alex Salmon's bongo drums from January the 3rd this year on Hockey Fights.
That's the first time we haven't done it. Scrap.
It really is. It's too funny, but I left it. Nobody really mentioned it. So
look like Baby Animal, the Muppet.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That's how we learned how to fight. Watch an animal play the drums. Muppets. Educational, Tyler. Not just for fun.
I know.
We've got a new friend joining the podcast this week. New sponsor of Ask the Idiots is our friends at Booster Juice, who we will be partnering with for the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament that's coming up January 19th to 21st. Big shout out to both Tourism Jasper and Booster Juice. Space is very limited, so the time to register is right now. The tournament will be held at the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge with games being played on the rink atop the beautiful Lake Mildred. Tyler, how do you...
Sorry, I forgot I had the Tom Wilson.
How would you describe the scene playing at Lake Mildred for the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament?
Breathtaking, if I had to use one hyphenated word. What dreams are made of. It feels like you're playing in hockey heaven.
It doesn't get more Canadian than this.
No, no.
Fueled by Booster Juice, download the new Booster Juice reward app today and start earning berry points for delicious and nutritious smoothies, drinks, and food that will get you through the day. We will see them down in Jasper for the Pond Hockey Tournament.
What I really like, too, that's always fun, because the rinks you play on are in the middle of this big lake.
Yep.
So you got to get on the ice, and then you have to skate all the way to your rink, mm-hmm. like wherever it's at. It's very cool.
I love that lake.
I love you.
You know what I think we should do this year? I've never done it.
I love lamp.
I'm going to do a big rip around the whole thing.
Yeah, just give her.
Have you never skated around there before?
Just my
rink. Team warm-up.
Dude, team warmies, just go all the way around.
That would be intimidating. Flying V around.
The other team wouldn't see what's coming.
Us.
I would love to be the coach. That would be awesome. You guys, it's next weekend, right?
Two weekends.
I coached them 1 year. It's a good time.
Did you?
Yes. I tried the strategy of drinking more Red Bulls. It worked for the first little bit, and then we lost 16-1 or something.
Every time you finish, you crush it.
Really crap.
Leave it on 16-1?
It was something bad against Volpatti's team. Well, it was
fucking Aaron Volpatti.
Look him up.
His team.
He came out with like full gear.
He showed up in his Washington Capitals gear.
You guys are like, this is going to be a fun game.
Pond hockey tournament, Aaron Volpatti. Man. Aaron Volpatti.
If you're going to show up in your NHL gear, all credit to you, go right ahead. But that might put you in the crosshairs.
Yeah, he's just zinging passes up by my ears.
And you guys were playing against like team, some kind of excavation company or something that he was helping out.
It's more my speed as the guys who were out there for funsies.
His hockey DB page is funny.
So anyway, Aaron Volpatti ruined my day. He doesn't have to ruin your day because he won't be there probably. Tyler will ruin your day though. He scores goals.
It's because he wears his visor properly.
Visor attached properly.
What color is it?
Not purple.
Rick, to answer your question earlier though, it would have been a 15-1 game, but Coombsy scored on himself towards the end of the game.
Yeah, Coombsy did score on himself. He's a sniper.
It was a little tiny pond hockey net and he just fired it home.
Yeah, you know what? When you get an open look, you got to take
it. You're just like you're on a power play with a drop back pass that just kept going?
I'm pretty sure, it was like a miscommunication on a pass or something, but it went right in the net. Like it couldn't have been worse, but it was already 11-1 at that point. So
boy, Coombsy.
The comeback was not really on.
Volpatti got the best of me around one.
Get you next time, Gadget.
Yes, Liam, you got something to say.
I may have a letter from the king at home.
Wow.
Look at this little guy.
Wow.
The king wrote you a letter?
From the
king. Well, he's on it.
It's a stamp.
That is the king. Is it not?
It's the Canadian king.
I'll cut that part out. The king.
King Charles sent you a letter?
A handwritten letter by the looks of it.
Probably agrees with you about Boone Jenner.
Is he asking you to come home?
It doesn't have a return address. Yeah. Is that the call for action from all abroad?
It was his vote for the 12 players. He just didn't know where to send it. So he's like, hey, if I just send this to Liam, he'll take care of it.
It's really funny.
I would assume the same.
Well, now I've got concerns that Liam is a sleeper agent and the king is finally reaching out for deeds.
It's got
to be
the code
done.
Word in it.
That's why I went back.
At 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. That's why, all right.
For our friends at Mr. Juice, Tom Rassi, idiots, gentlemen, I've got four questions for you. Four. Tyler, I'm starting with you first. This is from our friend Dukes.
Dukes.
We'll actually be coming to Edmonton here right away.
I can't wait to meet him.
Which second line would you rather have? The one that is currently rolling for the Oilers with McLeod, Draisaitl, and Fogel, or Draisaitl, Nuge, Yamo at its peak?
Oh, Dry, Ryan, Kai at its peak. That line was so sick for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, they were.
I don't even know if it was that long. And then COVID happened. But that was awesome. That was electric. Ugh. Dry, Ryan, Kai. That's my answer.
Nuge, Yamo for me as well. I will double that. I thought that line was really, really good when they were firing. This line has potential to do it, but they just haven't done it yet.
Right? Yeah, I'm sticking with the line we have right now because I don't have a rear view mirror in my fandom.
Sorry, I didn't mean to roll my eyes. That was not fair. Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
If you go into Rick's Jeep, there's no rear view mirrors in it. Straightforward, and that's
like
it.
Going forwards.
Liam, what do you got? Which line are you taking? The current one or Nuge, Yamo?
Well, from Rick's comment on life, I might have to stick with the McLeod one, I think. I'll go with Yamo, actually. That was pretty sick.
The reason I rolled my eyes at you, Rick, is
Probably Cahoon, Ratty, and McDavid. Yeah. Something like that.
It's true. Kai pre-COVID. So we're already in the James Neal era. God, who was the top line? Hyman would have been an Oiler.
I'll just say, like, I would go with the current iteration because I do remember the good times with the dry line, but I also remember all the bad times after that where it just seemed like they forgot it.
But he said
I
would peak. Like to see.
Yeah, I know, but that's convenient, Dukes. Sorry. Mm. That's a very convenient caveat to add there because then, yes, the answer is always going to be the Draisaitl Yamamoto. But right now, I like what we've got going, and I don't think that it's something that's going to fall off like Yamamoto and Draisaitl did.
Next question, Liam.
Hello.
This one is from Kevin.
Kevin.
Do the Oilers have enough time to climb back into a top three position in the Pacific Division?
Yes, because they get to play LA and Vegas more in the second half of the season.
Tyler.
Six total games against those two. The answer is without a doubt, yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dan?
It's without a question. This team is a second half team. They're going to go on a long stretch here. Half yet either.
Not quite. Almost. Next week.
What was Frank saying? That if we get back to 500 by the halfway point, or was it Christmas?
No, yeah, it was. He was like, you know what? This was when we're really in the shit. Yeah, he said, the goal for the Oilers, get to 41 points in 41 games and then go from there. And then like build on that in the second half of the season. And I mean, the Oilers are at 39 points in 35. So I got a funky feeling they'll be at 41 before 41 games.
Agreed.
Next question. Rick, you're up.
Okay.
What is a hockey experience you would love to do if money was no object?
The game the Oilers win the cup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wherever, whenever, doesn't really matter, but just any time that the Oilers win the cup.
Tyler?
Spengler Cup. Yeah, I think it'd be cool to just like, if I could do it where money's not an object and like really live it up.
You in ball Sweden. Hard in Switzerland?
In Switzerland, sorry. Yeah, like really ball out. That would be my answer.
Liam, we got.
I was also going to say the Spengler Cup.
You want to go together?
Yep. As long as you're paying.
That was not a very strong.
No,
yes.
We can go.
That was a yes that sounded like a no, but continue.
It'll be nice.
It'll be really nice. Senior will be wonderful. You can get a cheesy gordita crunch with Miko.
Me and Liko hanging out.
Dan, what is a hockey experience you'd love to do if money was no object?
I've always wanted to do, and I'd love it to do with the Oilers, of course, is go back and forth with a team traveling to and from the cities during like a Stanley Cup Finals. So doing the home games, the away games, and then home away kind of thing, and just getting to experience the entire playoff Stanley Cup Final run.
I would love... You know what I think? I would love to follow the Oilers around when they're on the road, not just like as a media, but like just going to every rink they play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that they start like game one and you're with them from game one till the day they're on the playoffs.
We're riding through it.
Yep, let's go.
So like I get a bunch of games here at home at Rogers Place, love the rink, but then there's so many around the league that I haven't been to yet that if money's no object, I just want to follow them around.
And be on their airplane.
I would, well, I mean, if they'll take me.
Sit beside Stoff.
I'll just take Bob's spot. Do you think, Tyler, you could challenge Bob Stauffer to a foot speed race on skates?
Oh, he was boogieing in those Oilers Plus videos. I don't know, man.
He's light on his feet.
Bob could play back in his day, too.
Well, it's funny you say that because it's not like he was going fast, but he was boogieing. He was dancing on skates.
Yeah, you could tell the guy skated a bunch. Last question. I'm coming down to Dan first. This is just this question is very stupid. I'm going to preface this because the answer is mostly me in this. What do you think your boss tells their friends about you?
Wow. Well, I know you tell people that I lived in Halifax at one time in my life.
Never heard of it.
Do you ever go back?
No, a few times. I don't know. What does Bag Milk say about me?
Could be anything.
I bet she probably tells people about how much of a great roommate I am on road trips.
We've shared a bed before.
There you go. Yeah. It's a tough Liam, thing to put us on the spot for. What does your boss say about you?
What do you think your boss tells their friends about you?
Probably
nothing. Like, is that an option?
It's just such a stupid question. I saw it come in my DMs. I'm like, okay,
I love it.
Probably something like the stuff I say is the stuff I do. Like I do eat bananas and I bet a lot of people don't believe that.
You have no bits. You have real life.
Yeah. That's not a shtick.
Real life.
Yeah. Mm. Tyler,
it's real. Like my poem I recently wrote. 12 years ago. Not that
Did we
recently.
Get to hear it?
I don't have a copy. Two people sent me books, but they were just like different. I mean, if you're looking for it, I'm looking for the Greater Manchester or Lancashire Division. I'm not sure which one it was. We'll have to get both. It's about autumn.
You're just trying to sell extra books, aren't you?
Lovely season, autumn. Tyler, what do you think your boss tells their friends about you?
That I'm adorable.
Probably.
Good kisser.
Well, debatable. Rick, what do you think your boss tells your friends about you?
I'll say a bunch of shit that'll make him laugh.
Yeah. What do I think Jay tells his friends about me? I'm probably really annoying, to be honest. If anybody's got a problem, Jay's got to hear about it. So I'm going to say he probably says I'm annoying from time to time. There you go. Ask the idiots for our friends at Booster Juice. Join us at the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament. Booster Juice is going to be one of the presenting sponsors there. Looking forward to working with them at the tourney. And I'm looking forward to stopping and grabbing myself a strawberry sunshine on the weekend. Some vitamins. And you know what, Liam? I'm going to treat myself to the large size. Not the snack size.
I might have to go this weekend. I live pretty close to the original one.
Which Booster Juice smoothie is your go-to?
The Macho Monsoon. It is... I believe it's green tea and vanilla ice cream. Does that seem right?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. The Booster Juice folks are.
There is.
Do you even like this drink?
I do. It's one of my favorites.
Mango Hurricane.
It's from Sherwood Park. The original Boost Juice.
I'm a big orange dreamsicle guy when I'm going for a treat, and then bananas away when I'm looking for a healthier.
Tyler, you're going to Booster Juice. What do you get?
Strawberry sunshine.
It's delightful. Rick.
Rip berry.
Rick berry?
Ripped.
Oh, berry. I thought you had your own smoothie as well.
I thought you said root berry at first. I was like, root beer?
He calls it Rick berry. They just know what he means.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I also get bananas in it though. Rip berry with banana. Strawberries.
So that is
banana.
The Rick berry then.
Kind of, yeah. Customization.
Yeah.
If there's one thing better than sharing memories, that's making new ones. And Alberta Blue Cross Travel Insurance protects your memories more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Alberta Blue Cross will be our insurance provider when we go down for a nation vacation to Arizona next month. In just over a month, we'll be going down watching the boys play in a teeny tiny little barn.
So cute.
And thanks to Alberta Blue Cross, we're going to get there safely and we're going to get back safely.
It's going to be like watching in the AgriCom.
Kind of.
For those old enough to know what the AgriCom is.
Or like Collingwood Rink.
Oh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to preview tomorrow's game with the Edmonton Oilers and the Ottawa Senators. This is a game I believe is absolutely winnable for the Oilers. The Sens are struggling right now. I think that, yeah, they are dead last in the Atlantic Division. They are 3-7-0 in their last 10. They've lost two in a row. Tyler, what do you expect from the Oilers tomorrow against the Ottawa Senators?
Yeah, 4-10 on the road as well. Just putrid. This is a team that I think is very weak mentally. They've already gone through a coaching change. I think if the Oilers come out and go pedal to the floor right out of the gates, they should have an easy time with this one. There's no easy nights in the NHL, but if Edmonton brings their B to A-minus game in this one, they will roll the Ottawa Senators. So I have high expectations for this one. This is one where the Oilers can't look past it at all. And like, hey, we've won six in a row. We're on home ice. It's a gimme. They can't think that way, but the expectation is that they win and they win by a handful.
What's the deal with Ottawa this year anyway? Were they were supposed to be good.
I don't
know. Good-ish.
Expectations were high.
Of the contracts they kept signing.
And all then
the 8x8s they put out there.
The pitchforks came out pretty early on because DJ was not showing anything really to the fan base that was like different to try and change it up, and similar, not dissimilar to what we had happen with Woodcroft, where now they're seeing that maybe it wasn't just DJ Smith's fault.
Well, I think another part of the situation there is too, that division is very top heavy. They got to play some good division. You know,
yeah, you got Boston, Florida, Toronto, Tampa.
Like, it's not like they're just rolling into San Jose every night and losing, right? Like, they're playing against really good teams too, and they're a young team. I think next year will probably be the year they jump. But the three teams,
for 3 years though.
Yeah but the other two teams in that division are also the teams we've been saying are going to make a junk. It's a tough division. I think they have to wait for one of those good teams to get worse.
And if they could have like done us a solid over the last two games they played against Pacific Division teams, they did not do us a solid, losing 6-3 to the Vancouver Canucks and then 4-1 to the Kraken on I guess yesterday.
And they stole Steve Staios from us permanently.
Yes, they did. It's rude. Inconsiderate.
After he gave himself the promotion.
We're going to do some keys to victory against the Sens. What's the first thing that comes to mind, Rick?
Tyler said it, but jumping on them early. Just getting out there and grabbing hold of the game early and letting us control the game.
Dan, what do you got?
Yeah, I just think it's not letting, if Ottawa gets up in the game somehow or whatever, not letting that get you down. Because again, Tyler, you mentioned it. This team is a team. Ottawa is a team, the kind of team where this is a game that the Oilers could get trapped on, and you just don't want to have that happen. So don't let them back into it. Get your foot on their throat and keep it there.
Liam, key to victory.
Yeah, just get it over with early. Just get yourself out in the lead and let them wither away.
Worth noting, tomorrow is a revenge game for Cody Ceci and Connor Brown. We already covered that if Cody Ceci scores via slap shot, Liam will be buying a Cody Ceci jersey.
And it has to be just as hard as his slap shot in this.
No, no, it can be. But if it's that, if it's all the things that Liam lays out, it has to be.
Slap shot just kind of finds its way.
It has to be one of every jersey from this season.
Sure.
I can't wait till Cody Ceci scores on a slap shot tomorrow and Liam has to buy a Cody Ceci jersey, because then your recent collection of Oilers jerseys would be Devin Shore and Cody Ceci. Amazing.
The speed gun is broken. It registers at like a 167 or something. Oh, Liam's just like, no.
Also the opportunity, Connor Brown revenge game.
That'd be special.
Could you do a same game parlay? Cody Ceci and Connor Brown to score, then you retire on Saturday, Sunday morning.
The sport, you own the sports book you got that from.
Let's have a look.
Our friends at Betway are just like, oh, you rascal.
Here's the keys to our office building.
Yep. Betway, by the way, also be joining us at the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament.
Those guys are a riot.
They're going to be fun. Again, if you're 19 plus, can do so responsibly. Check out our friends at Betway. Any final kind of keys to victory tomorrow? I just think you guys nailed it. Don't look past the game just because the Sens are shit. We've seen the Oilers lose to bad teams before.
Yeah.
Don't lose this one. You've got an opportunity to do it. Don't Toronto Raptors to the Detroit Pistons.
Quick plug, tomorrow, pregame in with Boardsy with special guest Bobby Ryan, former senator, going to hop on the show and break things down with Boardsy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Recently engaged.
Congrats, Bobby.
Congratulations, Bobby. Congratulations. I know you're listening.
Score prediction tomorrow, Nation Dan, Oilers, Senators, Rogers Place, Hockey Night in Canada. Go.
4-1 Edmonton Oilers.
Liam?
6-1. 6-3.
Tyler?
Maybe 2.
Liam and I are riding with 6-3.
Yes. Next. I'm going to fit right between Liam's two answers and go 6-2.
I've got a fresh 4-2 victory coming tomorrow. You can book it. Sooner or later, I will get another one right. Sooner or later.
How many have they had this season?
One, I think.
Mm. Yeah, not very many. I've not seen the poster very often, I should.
No.
How you put out.
No.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow.
Tomorrow could be it. It's a new day. New opportunity.
The over would be nice tomorrow. I'll just say that.
Love to see the over. Yeah. Like Oilers money line over 5.5, generally plus money. Yeah, very nice. Let's wrap up the podcast with some hot and cold performers. We're going to do things a little bit differently this week. We're going to start off with not our veggies. We're going to go straight to dessert, Tyler.
Mm.
It's nice to start off with the hot performers.
It's Christmas.
Well, we did have our Christmas party last night.
Ukrainian Christmas this weekend.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Christos was Chris.
What are you doing? What? 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 What?
Did you just say
everything?
He doesn't know.
It's something.
Well, what are the 12 meatless dishes, Tyler?
It's Merry. I think it's Merry Christmas or something like that. Or like Christ is born.
You just don't want to. You just don't want to upset anybody. If you're incorrect, let us know what it is.
But Happy Christmas.
I was more talking about what kind of food do you
get. That's what I was.
That's what I want to know.
But I saw pure
Nachnica, Nalesnica.
Nalesnica, is that the one that's like a pancake that's rolled in like
cottage cheese? Halabshi.
Halabshi. I said Nachinka.
Yeah,
this Borscht. Is, Borscht is number five.
Borscht is good.
Oh God, Liam, I remember them outside too.
Oh, Caesar salad.
With a sardine in it. We'll leave it right in.
Those are the five that I tend to like. I'm a big Nachinka guy. Shout out to all the Ukrainians. Which one's that out one? There. It's like a cornmealy kind of thing.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, wheat.
Yeah, Liam loves the wheat.
The wheat is good.
I'm not a big wheat guy, but I do understand.
No anchovies in the Caesar salad.
Anchovy, not a sardine, of course. How foolish of me. We're going to start off with our good news for this time. Nation Dan, you're up first. Your Greta Hot Performer of the Week. Again, thank you to Greta for hosting us last night for our Nation Christmas party. Had a blast. One, undefeated on Mario Kart. Me. I only played one round, but
set the record in the football game again.
Tyler did set the record on the football game. Flex. Myself and bowling legend Pat Puff were trying to play the little hammer game. Very confusing. Anyway, go check out Greta pre and post game. They're your spot. Nation Dan, your hot performer of the week.
Mine's going to just go to Vinny Desharnais, a guy that has quietly just solidified and become every bit the defenseman that we needed him to be this season. And, you know, we all, I think across the board mentioned the need for depth defenseman. Well, we're needing one less depth defenseman because of Vinny Desharnais. So Vinny Desharnais, you get my hot performer of the week.
The big guy is smoking hot.
By the way, Vinny had I think it was the last game, all kinds of hustle to disrupt a 2-on-1 last game.
That's what I was thinking of specifically.
Big man is that reach. He just points straight across the ice. I love
undefeated.
Liam, you're up next. Your Greta Hot Performer of the Week.
My Hot Performer of the Week. I went to a wedding on New Year's Eve. So congratulations to Tonya and Ian.
Woo! Friday, baby. Yeah, let's celebrate Friday. Woo!
Tyler, you're up next. Your Greta Hopper.
First off, new speakers in here do work. It's nice
fantastic.
That we got
it. Really
so
nice.
That's good. That's a big win. Bonus hot performer to Louis DeBrusque for joining Liam and I on Oilers Nation every day today. Go check it out. We're going to post just the standalone interview on the Oilers Nation YouTube, so that'd be great. And my true hot performer is Eric from our graphic design department for drinking an entire bottle of ketchup at our staff party yesterday in exchange for $205.
He's a hot guy.
You stole mine, so I'm just going to add on to it. I was a little tipsy last night. I had a couple of cocktails. So sometimes when I get mischief on my mind, I like to try and get things going. And on our table was a full bottle of ketchup. And I was like,
glass bottle of Heinz ketchup. I have not seen one of those in quite some time.
So we were crowdsourcing to see who would drink a whole bottle of ketchup, which I thought was disgusting. I do like ketchup, but I don't want to drink a whole bottle.
You're very acidic after a while.
So Pat Puff, he'd be like $500. And then I think Jazz, our graphic designer, she was like $400 or something like that. And then Eric quietly sitting on the table next to us, he goes, anybody say $200? I'm like, we can figure this out.
And Bag Milk put up the majority of the money, which was bold.
Well, the thing was that we got a bunch of free drink tickets.
Yeah.
So the money I was going to spend on the party kind of did anyway.
Shout out to Greta.
So I did get to watch.
Boy, oh boy.
Eric drank a whole bottle of ketchup and it took him about four and a half minutes to get through that thing.
And Kennedy has it all on video.
I also have it all on video.
Don't want
it.
Big Milk also has it all on video.
I love it. I asked him how his tummy was doing today and he said, better than I thought it would be.
Shivers.
Like when he was really shake weighting it to get the last part out. Outstanding content.
I'd like, is that the start of diabetes?
There's so much sugar.
There's so much sugar in there.
So much sugar in this ketchup. I love it. Rick, you're up next. You're Greta Hot Performer of the Week.
Three words for you. Stoffer on ice. I thought that video was fantastic.
I thought it was great. Bobby was dancing out there, light on his feet.
The boys watching, having a great time with it. Oh,
and the Red Bull in his hand. It's also good.
Yeah.
He's light on his feet out there. You love to see it.
He's a hot guy.
It was my hot performer of the week last week too. So that's 2 weeks in a row for Stoff.
That's a big couple of weeks for Bob Stoffer. You know what?
Because it just dropped last week early in the afternoon.
You might have a future of broadcasting, I think.
Maybe.
You might. Let's wrap up the podcast. The Greta Cold Performers of the Week. We're just reversing the order. Rick, you're up first.
This goes to everybody who lost their minds and went in a weird, bad direction when it came to disagreeing with Jamal Mayers during their hot stove discussion there. That I don't care which side you're on. It's a discussion. It's supposed to be a debate. You should have somebody on each side of the debate. But the people that came on and said, you know what, they tried to like tear him down in his career and say, you're a nobody player. Dude's been around forever. He's a legit NHLer. The guy knows what he's talking about. Sit down, shut up, and let the man do his thing.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
915 games played for Jamal Mayers. Tyler, you're up next. Your Greta Cold Prom of the Week.
The nerves I have with a potential doomsday scenario for my Buffalo Bills where they miss the playoffs this week. I'm very nervous. It's all I think about. I just can't
explain
wait.
Explain it to me. Walk me through it.
They need to beat Miami on Sunday.
Rick, how do you feel about that?
I just want my team to stay healthy.
Like Rick,
so I don't care about the game. Like we're in the playoffs either way. We're either playing Pittsburgh at home in week one or we're playing Kansas City on the road in that first week. I just want to stay healthy.
If the Bills were to lose to Miami on Sunday and if the Steelers beat the Ravens and the Jags beat the Titans, both of which are very realistic, then the Bills totally miss the playoffs. They could either be the 2 seed in their conference or miss the playoffs. Those are like the two outcomes.
Yeah, that's it. Whew.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
And those two teams he needs to win are going to be resting most of their players.
Yep.
My Greta Cold Prom of the Week is the fact that it snowed a bunch last night. I'd really been thriving in the sans snow environment. I know it's pretty much kind of gone.
Let's ease up on the a bunch part.
A bunch. It was coming down.
It was literally blizzarding en masse.
Yeah. I can still see green grass.
It was arguably the biggest snowstorm we've seen all year.
You cannot argue that.
Thank you.
No.
So I was really thriving, sand snow, and I hope it goes away again. Mostly because I'm a whiner.
Why are you the way that you are? I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Liam, you're up next. Your Greta Cold Prom of the Week.
My Greta Cold Performer of the Week. Well, this is kind of a double whammy. The way Canada went out of the World Juniors, I actually have three just quick ones on this. The way Canada went out of the World Juniors, the way people respond to these kids when they go and play at the World Juniors after Canada loses is a disgrace.
So weird.
It's horrible.
This every year.
These kids literally go home and live with their parents in the summers. Like, leave them alone.
Or somebody else's parents.
Or some stranger's parents. Yeah. And the third thing, the fact that Hockey Canada, I get that certain guys couldn't go, like Bedard and Fantilli this year, but the refusal to take your best players to this tournament whilst the US and Sweden have no problem doing it is just super weird to me. So Hockey Canada, for a variety of reasons.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Dan, wrap us up. Cool for the week.
I want to say thank you to the boys for doing it in this weird order for me. I apologize in advance. This is going to be a little bit of a choked up one. Already doing it. I spent some time this last week in Halifax. I know I'm from Halifax. Shout out to my parents for being able to put that together.
Mooseheads play in Halifax.
The Mooseheads do play there. unfortunately, in spending time with my parents and specifically with my mom, my cold performer of the week is going to go to dementia. What dementia is it's the loss of cognitive and memory functions. And it just starts to take a toll on its victims. And my mom's beat cancer twice. She lives with lupus every day and beats the hell out of that. But dementia is winning the battle. Over 500,000 Canadians deal with dementia right now. And they expect that that's going to double by the year 2030. I've watched both my grandmothers die of this and I'm watching my mom do it now. This is all to say that I'm going to try and do something this year where I'm going to try and run a marathon and I'm going to raise some money for dementia research. going forward. And the reason I'm doing this is because my mom just doesn't necessarily know what we do. We do a kind of a wild, crazy job every week. It's hard to explain to folks that don't necessarily get it. So I'm going to clip this down for my mom. So my cold performer of the week is dementia, duck dementia, and a huge shout out to my mom. I love you. I know that... I'm sorry that your memories are fading. I hope we made some good memories this year in 2023. And I love you to death. And I'll love you forever. And fuck dementia.
I'm done, Dan. I have an auntie that's struggling with it right now as well. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's where we're going to wrap it up. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.